This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Thanks for hanging with us, Kate Delaney. America Tonight. The Senate confirmed a first female CIA director. The president calls undocumented immigrants animals. And a TV anchor is talking about Margot Kidder and a very sad, sad day. And it was just another day on the Big Island of Hawaii with people trying to take selfies very close to the erupting Kilauea. What are they, crazy? I'm going to say it again. There is nothing like shoes melting off your feet. Because guess what? Your feet are next if you can even get out of your shoes. Crazy. She kept her shoes on. And she was straight as an arrow when she addressed the Senate. They confirmed her, Gina Haspel. She's the one. She's the anomaly. The first female running the CIA in the 71-year history. She was confirmed 54-45. One senator not happy, John McCain, battling brain cancer. He said she was not the right choice. Because she was for waterboarding. She had a lot of support from her colleagues. She was an undercover CIA agent in very tricky, dangerous positions. Very dangerous positions. So she was criticized from not just Senator John McCain, but some former generals, admirals, and diplomats for her role in that torture program, which took place during George W. Bush's administration after 9/11. She was the overseer of what we used to call the black sites, and one of them was in Thailand in 2002, where suspected terrorists were tortured. And then she wrote the 2005 order through a supervisor to destroy 92 videotapes that showed CIA agents waterboarding prisoners. She did say she would not restart the torture program. Senator Elizabeth Warren, not happy, said Haspel's assurances were not enough. She said, and I quote, "No matter how you dress it up, torture's torture. It's inhumane, ineffective, and un-American." Gina Haspel advocated for torture. Now it's all words bouncing off against a microphone because it doesn't matter. She's confirmed. She's in. Now it's time to deal. She replaces Mike Pompeo, who left last month to become Trump's new Secretary of State. So that's that. She's in. Evacuees. That word is crazy, isn't it? Evacuees leaving, thank goodness, some of them, a very dangerous area, and that is the Kilauea volcano. The volcano has erupted from its summit, shooting a dusty plume of ash. You know how far that ash goes up in the air? Just take a guess. I want you to close your eyes for a second and say, I'm going to knock down this question. How big is the plume? How big is that deadly plume? Really dusty. If a plane goes through, it's deadly. 30,000 feet into the sky. 30,000. Oh, my gosh. That's a lot. Looking at it, watching it, is just insane. And the people that are crawling closer to it, I don't understand. I understand the curiosity. But you know what they say about curiosity and the cat? I'm not even going to go there. Undocumented immigrants. These aren't people, these are animals. That's a quote from the president. He said, we have people coming into the country or trying to come in. We're stopping a lot of them, but we're taking people out of the country. You wouldn't believe how bad these people are. There was an hour-long White House meeting with local California leaders opposed to so-called sanctuary city policies. California's law provides safe harbor to some of the most vicious and violent offenders on earth, like MS-13 gang members. I'd agree with that. And putting innocent men, women, and children at the mercy of these sadistic criminals. I agree with that. Sadistic, twisted, unconscious ignoramuses, because those gang members, you'd be on the ground in 2 seconds. Let's put it that way. So how about this? So the remarks were pretty reminiscent of when he was campaigning. We heard a similar thing. He said, when Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people. That's what he said back in 2015, and that exploded that comment. So there are some frustrated people in California. But some of the policies, let's put it that way. All right, in the meantime, let's traverse in another direction of what people are really buzzing about across the country, and that means in your backyard, in mine, which they might not be that similar, actually. But I sometimes think that, well, I don't sometimes, I think for sure what we talk about transcends. It doesn't matter where you live. You probably are talking about the president's tweets often. And there's been a lot of tweeting lately. Do you know that the president has 52 million followers? It's real. 52 million followers. I say hats off to the prez for going to the Walter Reed Medical Center. And he took pictures with heroes and, oh, I so agree. So agree. And then he said congratulations to Gina Haspel. He put something out about that. And then there was a couple of other tweets like, despite the disgusting, illegal, and unwarranted witch hunt, we have had the most successful first 17 months administration in U.S. history by far. Sorry to the fake news media and haters, but that's the way it is. So when you hear that, then you got to say, okay, so what specifically is the prez looking at? And of course, it's always poll numbers. And he saw some really good poll numbers. And I ask you this, as we go from politics to the, well, pond, let's put it that way. I was reading a story today about an ag teacher at a Florida high school who's on administrative leave for drowning animals in class. Oh. The high school teacher, Dewey Bruton, and several students drowned two wild raccoons, and the class watched. So footage shows them putting the raccoon in a metal wire trap into a garbage bin. Then they used hoses to fill it with water to drown the nuisance animals in class. Oh, my gosh. Imagine your kid coming home. Hey, what'd you do today? We drowned a couple raccoons in class today. I dissected a frog, I'll confess. And oh yeah, we did a rabbit one time too. Stay with us. We'll go to the movies next here on ATN.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown own small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. That's 800-400-LUNG.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I'm gonna take your napkin out now. I'm gonna take your napkin out now. I'm gonna take your napkin out now.
I like that. Perfect music movie for a very cool place that I go to, Alamo Draft House, once in a while. Gotta look that up. That guy is awesome that decided he was going to start that kind of different movie theater. I'll tell you what, if you're texting in the movies, you get a warning and then they throw you out. Some nights we're going to talk about my favorite movie house. For now, let's go to the movies. This is our movie segment, Cheap Movie Reviews. Deadpool 2, Ryan Reynolds, my favorite. He's awesome in this role. And here he is with part two.
Living the dreams, DP.
Yeah.
Devil may care attitude. Strong thighs. Beautiful girlfriend.
Sorry I'm late. I was rounding up all the gluten in the world and launching into space where it can't not hurt us ever again.
Kiss me like you miss me, Red.
What in the ass?
My name's Cable. I'm here for the kid.
What? The kid?
Move or die.
Kids give us a chance to be better than we used to be. You need to.
You're a lot smarter than I look. I ain't letting Cable kill this kid. But I can't do this alone. We're gonna form a super duper group. That's what we're gonna do.
Our group will be forward thinking, gender neutral. We will be known as X-Force.
Isn't that a little derivative?
You're absolutely right. Now, cue the music.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years.
Tell me they got that in slow motion. Doing the right thing is messy. But if you want to fight for what's right, sometimes you have to fight dirty. That is why the man bun is just a millennial mullet.
Oh, God, I wish I finished college.
It lives up to the hype, plus plus.
They probably won't even make a 3.
Yeah, why would they? Stop it, 2. You killed it.
Lots of funny innuendo and certainly sarcasm dripping with it, but that is vintage Ryan Reynolds. And Deadpool 2 definitely will find its audience. If you don't go see it in the theater, watch it streaming. If you're a fan of this movie, it's wisecracking, it's that kind of stuff, and you got Josh Brolin who's in it. You have Ryan Reynolds, I mentioned. Julian Dennison is in this movie. And it's, you know, think about it. He might join forces with 3 other mutants. Bedlam, Shatterstar, and Domino to battle Cable and his weaponry. Sounds like an intriguing plot, right? They joke about everything. They joke about the DC universe. They joke about Batman versus Superman. And so if you're in the whole Marvel Comics scene, if you get it, then you get Deadpool. There's no question about it. We move from Deadpool 2 to something completely different. Ever been in a book club? Yawn. This movie's called Book Club.
Judge Myers?
Yes.
Wrap up your love life with these
Do you need anything else, Your Honor?
A man of your dreams is just a click away.
No, I don't. I'm fine. Thank you.
Yep.
We are 4 smart, successful women. I don't need a man. What is the point?
Who still has any interest?
Ladies, I am not going to let us become those people who stop living before they stop living.
I would like to introduce you to Christian Grey.
This is for mature audiences.
Certainly sounds like us.
My oh my.
What's it been, 40 years?
That's impossible. That would mean I was only 6. This is going to be a game changer.
Oh, you need some help?
I don't think you have that on quite right.
Can you get me some scissors? I can't feel my feet.
Do you even remember your last date? We're talking Nixon era.
Shh, pretty sure he knows you're in here.
I don't care what society says about women our age.
You are better at this than you think you are.
The choice should be ours.
Shut up and kiss me.
Ow! Do we want another bottle?
Yes!
Book Club. So what's Book Club all about? Diane Keaton, Jane Fonda, Candace Bergen, Mary Steenburgen, Craig T. Nelson, 4 friends... turns upside down when their book club tackles the infamous 50 Shades of Grey. Ooh, gray. Ooh, naughty, but not dirty because it's PG-13. Chick flick, older chick flick. 1 hour, 44 minutes. It's going to find at least a streaming audience. If not, it may find a bigger audience than that. It's not going to beat any Deadpool 2, though, that's for sure. All right, last one. It's a comedy. It's called Life of the Party.
Oh,
I don't regret staying at home and being your mom, but I regret not getting my degree.
That's why somebody's mom just enrolled in college.
I'm referring to myself.
I'll see you around the quad.
Nobody says that, Mom.
Well, bring it back.
Get ready for the wild.
I think those dads just checked you out.
Like just looking at my smock, it tends to catch the light.
Mom, you're a college girl now, and we gotta make some changes.
No, we don't know where that's been.
Oh, God, it's full of hair.
Come on, let me at it.
No! Oh, God, no!
What are you, 20?
Okay,
I'm 21!
Okay.
The flashing
lights. I love your mom.
You had sex in a library, Frank!
No, don't tell Frank!
Deanna just had sex in a public place!
Where?
In the stacks!
In her slacks?
No, shut up, Frank.
Get ready for the wildlife.
I'm older, I'm wiser. This, essentially a Google. Ask me anything.
Turn off your Google.
You're scaring me.
I think my Google scared Jeff last night.
Oh, my God.
But in a good way.
I'm
like when you intentionally go through a haunted house.
Ew!
Get ready for the wildlife.
You can't help but know that voice, right? It is Melissa McCarthy, Life of the Party. She's had a couple of really big hits, so I think that was the idea here. It's PG-13, it's 1 hour, 45 minutes, so basically 2 hours, dumped by her husband. She turns regret into reset. Gotta love that play on words. She goes back to college. She winds up at the same school as her daughter. Boy, that'd be interesting, wouldn't it? And Life of the Party on Rotten Tomatoes did not score very well. Average rating 5 of 10, 39%. So critics say, you know, there's good-natured humor and that kind of stuff, but it doesn't make up for what they call jumbled direction and a script that misses far more than it hits. A tough concept. You know, it's interesting because you look at movies like Avengers, Infinity War, and, of course, anything to do with Marvel explodes, anything to do with comics, all that kind of stuff. And so that's not a shocker that it would do so well. I think coming out, we're going to see this next Star Wars, a Star Wars story, Solo, is, you know, it's going to be something that people are going to want to see. And it has that Star Wars pull to it. So I believe that's going to be a big hit, but it's not out yet. Let's put it that way. So those are your three choices of new flicks. My easy prediction on this cheap movie review is Ryan Reynolds nails it, and Deadpool 2 with its wisecracking innuendo jokes ends up being number one at the box office of the new flicks. Stay tuned. We're talking to my pal Dean Lindsay next here on America Tonight. It's all about being fat. You'll find out.
Hey, folks. Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Goals. People talk about goals all the time, and then they sometimes make these big to-do lists, and then those to-do lists don't get done, and then some things get done on the list every once in a while. And I think people have trouble defining their goals for a myriad of reasons. So how perfect that my pal Dean Lindsay on the show, who has a great book out called How to Achieve Big Fat Goals. And he's written several other books, too, by the way. And he's a speaker, and I'll tell you what, he really delved into some of the reasons why people don't hit their goals and what you can do to hit some big, fat goals, and how do you do it, with a lot of inspiration in between the pages of big, fat goals, how to achieve big, fat goals. Dean, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Hey, thank you. And I must admit, I am right now achieving a big fat goal. I am on with Kate Delaney, so thank you very much.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. So here's the thing. Was I right on that? Because I feel like in my own life this has happened to me, and I've changed the way I think, but I've seen this all around me. I mean, even with some pretty successful people, and then other people who keep finding themselves in a position where they're stuck. Is that what you found?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's really a battle for what we choose to do with our time. And we're going to do something. So as I was looking at really goals and choices and actions, I really did try to do in Big Fat Goals, put together a thought process, a methodology to help people not so much set goals, but craft them and then continually be able to remind them not of the goal, but of the benefits behind that goal, so that they gain the conviction to have the commitment to then continually to pursue their goals versus some other actions.
Yeah, one of the things that you talk about is you've got the 6 rules of big fat goal crafting. And rule number 1 is one I completely believe in, that big fat goals are written and visualized. Has that made a difference in your life, and why do we need to do that?
Well, it absolutely has made a difference in my life. And I'm sure there's some listeners who would say, yeah, Dean, of course you put that in the book. Everybody talks about that. Well, and some of the other rules, you just delve more into how to write the goal in such a way that it propels you into positive action. But the part of that that I really want to emphasize is the visualize. When we visualize the goal, it's not the achievement of the goal. It's not just visualizing it happening, but connecting to the feelings that we will be feeling when we achieve it. So it's almost like living it more than just visualizing it. It's the reason. Shakespeare says strong reasons make strong actions. So we got to give ourselves strong reasons to take the strong actions. And to also, Kate, honor the fact that when we are getting pulled off and pursuing some other goal, because we're always pursuing some goal, whether it's big goal or emptying the bag of Doritos, that's a goal. I mean, it's interesting how a mortgage is a goal. It's interesting how we define what a goal is or not, you know. We're doing that for reasons as well. And in the book and in my terminology, it's internalized reasons that create movement. So we don't need to be reminded of our goal. We need to continually remind ourselves of the internalized reasons behind our goal. And so that's what Big Fat Goals tried to do, is to, and it doesn't try to compare with SMART goals or anything else. It's really a goal conviction book.
Yeah, and one of the things you talk about is you need to rephrase our goal statements, eliminating any negative words and using believable positive words. So give us some examples of that.
Well, don't remind yourself of past mistakes. So don't say stuff like, well, I don't do this or I will not do this anymore, but claim the positive. So our brains are trippy. Our brains are complicated, but in truth, our brains want one thing, to be right. So whatever we continually say to ourselves, our brains are going to encourage us to take steps to make that true. So say what you do want, not what you don't want. Don't remind yourself of past mistakes. Claim the positive. And that's why I even call it goal crafting. And I'm almost thinking of using that as a, you know, like a craft, like a ship, you know, that it helps you take the voyage with you. Sometimes we write a goal and then we put it everywhere and then it just upsets us because it just reminds us of past failures or stuff we're not doing. So craft the goal in such a way that it propels you into positive action. And positive action is the actions that you deem will take you towards achieving your big fat goals.
Yeah, and you know what, I so agree with that. And I think especially what you said there is so powerful for everybody who's listening to this, that you get upset, you get frustrated with yourself because if you can post it up everywhere, you just keep looking at it, and you're not doing anything to move the needle forward. And so therefore it becomes the opposite of that.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody, you don't forget you want to be skinny.
Yeah.
You forget about why you want to be skinny. See, there's benefits to being the ideal weight, but there's also benefits to Haagen-Dazs.
That's right. There is. And sometimes what you do is the opposite effect because of how you really switch on that negativity. And you're right, our brains are absolutely complicated. There's no question about that. So when people say, oh, Dean, you know, all this is really super good, but how do I get started? What should I do?
Well, I put a little exercise in the book, and it's really kind of a vision exercise where you look at 15 and you kind of imagine, and it's a 5-minute exercise where you just kind of state of consciousness, write down anything and everything you want to have accomplished in 15 years, and then kind of rate those and look at them and then realize that I'm definitely proving that I'm not a motivational speaker with this statement. You cannot do and have it all. And in truth, you don't want to do and have it all. And so we must dig into our own desires of what we want out of our lives and then, you know, and get down to the things that are going to propel us forward. In the book, I lay out what I call the 6 P's of progress. Yes, ma'am.
Do you think, I'm listening to this, this is really good stuff. Do you think that that's part of the problem, right? We think we, you know, this is the culture. You look at all these magazines, you look at all this, how great it seems like everyone's living this great life on Facebook, and we think we can have it all.
Yes, that is part of it. And it's, yeah, it has gotten worse, and we're, you know, we're measuring ourselves with other people's yardsticks, and we're looking what other people have or say they have, and we're saying, oh, that must be so nice. You know, it's a cliche. It's what's interesting about cliches is that they actually are true. The grass is always greener on the other side. You know, the people know that's a falsehood. It's the grass is never greener on the other side, or it looks like it's greener. The more time we can take in. The first action to take is gaining conviction. I know I'm sure every person you've interviewed has quoted Pat Benatar, so mm-hmm. I will too. With the power of conviction, there is no sacrifice.
Yeah.
With the power of conviction, there is no sacrifice. Well, that has so much built into that. A lot of times we think, oh, I'm doing this so I don't get to do this. No, if you actually think what you're doing is the very best option, then it's those other ones aren't sacrifices. You're doing the very best option at that time. And when you talk about the power of conviction, that's true belief. How do you gain the power of conviction? That is you selling and continually selling you on the benefits of your goals.
Wow, so that's so powerful to think about that. And, you know, it's interesting. One of the quotes in the book, and you have a lot of great quotes, but is Peter Drucker, where he says, what gets measured gets improved. So it's important to be able to do that in some way, because why? It makes you feel better, right, when you do it correctly.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be daily progress. Progress is a small step forward. Take today's step. So, you know, Peter Drucker, I think in that small little quote there, talks about the importance, but you know, from a tactical standpoint, but as you just tapped into the other part, that you actually can get daily benefit, reaching a goal. You know, it's the journey, not the destination type stuff. It's patting yourself on the back. Not necessarily rewarding yourself, like it'd be like I'm going to get an ice cream or something, but, you know, just honoring the fact that you are, you know, continuing to make progress, and to also realize that it takes patience and persistence. And what patience and persistence mean, the needs is that continued, conviction.
Yeah, boy, so much wisdom in all of this. So how to achieve big fat goals, Dean Lindsay, quickly, how do people pick up the book?
Oh, DeanLindsay.com. That's DeanLindsay.com. And then there's this thing. You're at Amazon thing. It's all this big. It's going to be a winner. That thing. If you mark my words, that Amazon.
Amazon.
That's going to be something.
Yeah.
Amazon.com.
Amazon.com. All right, Dean. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, Kate Delaney.
Goals. People talk about goals all the time, and then they sometimes make these big to-do lists, and then those to-do lists don't get done, and then some things get done on the list every once in a while. And I think people have trouble defining their goals for a myriad of reasons. So how perfect to have my pal Dean Lindsay on the show, who has a great book out called How to Achieve Big Fat Goals. And he's written several other books, too, by the way. And he's a speaker, and I'll tell you what, he really delved into some of the reasons why people don't hit their goals and what you can do to hit some big, fat goals, and how do you do it with a lot of inspiration.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
By now, all of you know how much I love New Orleans, and I've learned how to say it properly, by the way, so you can't make fun of my accent. I am thrilled to welcome to the show, he's in our virtual green room right now, Scott Wolf, or Poppy as he is known to some, those grandchildren, I think, running around New Orleans or outside of it. But what's really cool is he's got a restaurant where the tagline may be the best I've ever heard, America's Busiest Po' Boy Restaurant. And he has all kinds of accolades for, you know, what they're cooking up there, let me tell you, including 2017 GQ magazine, one of my favorite reads every time I go to the doctor, is the best restaurant to get this kind of great grub. Scott, and we barely scratched the surface, and I have many more props to give you, but I want to get to this conversation because I was so thrilled. I met you in Austin just last week, and we were here for Forbes, one of their wonderful insiders forums, and we just happened to have a conversation, and then you started to tell me about your journey and this restaurant and Melba's, and I swear I know I've eaten there. I'm sure I have, right?
Well, you probably have, but we can do 1,500 people per day through the site, and we get tourists from all over the country. You know, with VRBO and Airbnb and social media the way it is today, people are venturing outside of the tourist traps now and getting into the neighborhoods. So, yeah, I wouldn't doubt that you have been there before.
But here's the thing. So you've done this for 5 years, and you and I talk about numbers all the time, and you say you serve like 5,000 to 6,000 po' boys a day. Is that right?
No, not a day. We do 1,500 people a day, but we sell 5,000 to 6,000 po' boys per month.
Wow.
We sell all the foods in soul food, really kind of like the leader in soul food. We're one of the top 20 restaurants that are searched on TripAdvisor, Yelp, and Google for the New Orleans market.
Wow. So how did you get into this?
Well, my history goes back to when I was 19 years old, started a company called Wagner's Meat, who everyone in New Orleans knows about. Our slogan for Wagner's Meat was chain of convenience stores was you can't beat Wagner's Meat. And we were very popular in New Orleans market up until Katrina, when Katrina had wiped out everything. So Melba's was just our second career. Well, it was a property development that I couldn't find a tenant for, and we put this little concept together, and we opened it up in 2012, and it's been skyrocketing ever since.
Wow. Did you ever think you would have parlayed a disaster of epic proportions, because that's what it was, Katrina, to so many businesses, into now what's been so successful in the restaurant business?
Well, Melba's really is a story from Katrina, because it was a building that was blighted and destroyed from Katrina and abandoned, had never been redeveloped. And when I put the Melba's concept together, I knew that we had to go back and get some of our core employees that we had at Wagner's Meat for the past 35 years. One person we reached out to was Lois Thomas, who has been our cook for a very, very long time. And she's from the Lower Ninth Ward, and she's a great cook and a great employee, great person. And we went searching for her. We had a customer come in that knew Lois, and we said, because nobody had anyone else's phone number. Everybody got displaced, and you lost track of everyone. So this customer who knew us knew Lois, and got Lois on the telephone for me. And I said, Lois, I need you to come down. We opened up this new place. I want you to be my cook. And Lois said, Scott, I have this job up here, and I got married, and I'm, you know, kind of like settling up here. And I said, well, quit your job and come on down here, and we'll find you a place to live, and we'll set you up and everything. And she said, well, let me think about it. And about a month later, she called me back and said, I'm leaving my husband. I'm coming down to New Orleans. And we set her up, and the rest has been history. Lois is the face of Melba's. She does all the TV commercials, and she's a local celebrity now in New Orleans. And we're all having a really good time this time.
I love that story. So when you first decide to do this, that was one of the moves you made. How do you get on the map? I mean, how do you get people to go in? How do you drive people? You obviously had a name because you had the market, et cetera.
Right.
So that had to be part of it. You obviously are from there. But what else did you have to do to drive people to you?
Sure. Well, New Orleans is actually a small town. It's only 350,000 people. When we had Wagner Meats, we had 10 locations around town. We served 20,000 people per day. So, and we had 300 employees, and we did that for 35 years. So we know nearly everyone in the New Orleans market. So when they had discovered that the Wagner Meat people were behind the Melba's, and then we had a core group of management that was from the Wagner days, that word of mouth spread like fire. We did a great job with the food concept. We serve great food. We give good service, and we have a great atmosphere. We just happen to have a great location as well. So we call it the crossroads of New Orleans, where we have a lot of culture comes together, where you get black and whites that sit down for lunch every day, enjoy each other's company, and then we get tourists through the social media. That's a game changer. The social media we didn't have in the Wagner Meat days. With social media, we're now able to cross-pollinate beyond our normal market, and that's what's bringing tourists to us these days.
Well, you said something interesting, especially where we are culturally. Mm-hmm. You said we have black and white people sitting together having conversation.
Yeah, that's the greatest thing that Melba's has achieved is, you know, on the news, and it seems like in politics, we're told that we hate each other, but at Melba's, when you come in, you don't see that. You see people who are actually in line with each other and forced to sit at each other's tables because of the size of the place, and everyone is having a great time. And that is what I think is the great experiment at Melba's. And when you walk in there, that's the shocking part, I think, to the public, is how is this occurring when we're supposed to hate each other?
Wow. 5 minutes from the French Quarter is where you are, and as you said, it was this wrecked building, abandoned building, because of what happened with Katrina. So pretty easy for people to find, and like you said, social media has really exploded, and that's how people have found you. So customer service has to be super important on your list, besides the great cook and the great food.
It is. We have 45 employees, and we're open 24 hours, 7 days a week, which is not an easy thing to accomplish. So whenever you think of po' boys at late night, you know, we're one of the few places, quality places, safe places that you can go to and enjoy a New Orleans cuisine, soul food, the way your mama used to make it. And, you know, Katrina wiped out a lot of these places. 80% of all the corner stores and all the corner bars and all the corner hardwares were wiped out. So we were able to rebuild Melba's. it put back in play that comfort, that corner market where everybody would come and meet, and you could see the people that you knew and grew up with, and that's what we're getting. Additionally, 100,000 New Orleanians were dispersed that never came back. They went and lived in Houston and Alabama and Tennessee and Mississippi, and they're all over the country, but they have family still in New Orleans. So that's a new tourism market that is not the traditional tourist that comes to New Orleans. So when they come to New Orleans, they come see their family. They come more often. And when they come see their family, the family says, hey, we found this new place, just like the old days, and it's Malpas.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about you've got a couple of books cooking, actually, and speaking of cooking, one of them is a cookbook. Tell us about that.
That's right. We just finished our cookbook, whereby we have a lot of Lois's recipes and Melba's recipes and some of the recipes from my mother, who was a great cook as well. And it's going to press. We should have it by the end of the year. It'll be for sale on our website, for sale, obviously, in the store. It'll be a PDF version, a Kindle version, as well as a hard copy. And then we'll do a little book tour, and we get ready to start a little cooking show where Lois is going to go on the local television station and do a once-a-month cook show. So we're all really excited about that, and it's good. It's a nice extension to our growth.
Okay, I'm an okay cook. Well, I'm a pretty lousy cook. Tell me something I could make from your cookbook to surprise my husband.
Sure. Stuffed bell peppers. You know, a lot of people don't make stuffed bell peppers at home, but it's a good New Orleans cuisine, and the way Lois has the recipe, it's just delicious and very easy to make as well.
Well, so you're going to hide that recipe from me. I'm going to have to get the book, right? Like everybody listening?
Yeah, you got
to
buy it. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. So tell me, with everything that you've learned, and because for people, again, listening in the audience, what's really cool about Scott is I spent some time with he and his wife, Jane, and I found out their story. How old were you when you got married, and how much education?
Well, Jane and I are from public schools. Well, actually, that's not true. Jane is Catholic school, and I'm public school. And Jane and I are high school sweethearts. We got married. Jane was 15, and I was 17, and we had a young son who is obviously now grown up and has a family of his own. So neither Jane nor I had a formal education, but we were very entrepreneurial, and we actually acquired our first convenience store, which was named Wagner's, which is where the name came from, when I was 19 years old. And then we grew that to a chain of stores, and we actually retired in 2003 prior to Katrina. So this is our second career, and you know, we have just this one location, but we're really having fun with the community and a closer relationship with our employees. This one's fun this time around.
What a pleasure to spend some time with Scott and his wife, Jane Wolfe. I look forward to their book coming out in the near future with Forbes Books. And I'll tell you what, I also look forward to trying those po' boys at Melba's. Man, he had my mouth watering when he was talking about shrimp, and they were talking about roast beef, too, as well. Cannot wait for that. Looks like I might have to put a trip to New Orleans pretty soon on my schedule. Hang with us. Much more coming your way here on America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.